WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
This is Kenny Bobian, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese.
Hi, this is Robin S., and you're listening to Javon and Therese in the Basement. Show them it up!
Hey, this is Avery Sunshine, and I am in the basement with Javon and Therese. Shine!
What's up? It's your girl, Monifa, and you're tuned in to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese.
Hey, it's your girl, Allison Williams, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Hey, this is Lenny Williams, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese, playing my kind of music.
Basement, no longer alone with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She just, she wasn't even there, actually. But anyway, but she did mention none other than Shaka Khan as one of her.
Why you gotta say, wait a minute. Why you gotta say Shaka? She did mention
no other than Shaka Khan.
Like, where does your voice go? What happened? What's happening? Even the mere mention of her name. Silence. Oh, gosh.
Would you believe I'm blushing?
Yes. Hard. You're speechless blushing. That's the thing. Speechless blushing.
Rezzy, I can't help it.
There's a Shaka. There's a Shaka rehab, you know.
If there's a cure for this, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Surfaces, though, Jay. She's like, she's got
I'm going to send y'all some perfume. I'll definitely get an address. I'll send y'all tomorrow.
You can send me some cologne. Because, I mean,
cologne,
you know.
Yeah.
Just in case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe. Whatever you say.
I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Shaka Khanaka.
Happy Shaka Khanaka!
All right, thank you. Let's carry on. I'm sorry.
Javon, yeah, there's a pill you're going to be able to take.
I promise not to tell them which way you went, but they're coming for you.
What time? So,
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just use it.
And I think it's time, Therese, to do a little rapid fire with Mr. Ooh. Richard Pryor Jr.
I think so. I think so. So,
yeah.
Don't worry, we won't hurt you.
If I gave you my love, tell you what I do. I expect a whole lot of love out of you. You got to be good to me. I'm gonna be good to you.
Saturday.
Same to you. Same to you. And same to everybody. What's up, Miss DJ?
What up, Miss D? Oh, man.
So what's good? What's good? What's cooking? What's on your brain today?
Oh, you know, everything. I just become like a, you know, it's funny. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to rock out as a old lady, you know? You know, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to rock out as an old lady, you know. Am I going to mind my business or am I going to be all up in the fray? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Jesus on the cross. Mm-hmm. You know what? Hold up for a second. Before you even go there, let's just remind everybody or anybody who is watching this show to please, if you're watching on my Facebook page, especially my personal, the Javon Armstrong page, please either go to the In the Basement with Javon and Therese page on Facebook, but please go to YouTube, WJBR Internet Radio. Subscribe, like, follow, hit the bell so that you can be notified every time we go live. Because what I've been hearing a lot lately is, oh, I didn't know. Oh, so that also means please let your friends know. Because I think that this show, matter of fact, I know the show entertains me, and I can't stand watching myself and looking at my, you know, old conversations, but I can watch previous shows that we've done and giggle my ass off and have a good time just, you know, watching reruns of the show. So definitely that to me means it's a good show if I like it. So there that goes. Like, subscribe, YouTube, WJBR, Internet Radio. And before you go on with your old ladies talk, what I want to say is let us peel that onion, because I've been kind of thinking that kind of stuff too. And I have a feeling that it may turn into an onion. Yes, yes. Too late. And I'll be like, damn, we should have peeled an onion. So we're going to peel the old lady onion. Okay?
Okay.
Just want to say that I just took a peek on another device at my Facebook page, at the live stream of this show on my Facebook page. And somebody put up a question for me, which I will answer, but I will answer that question once we have unpeeled this old lady puzzle. So please, go ahead.
Well, you know, it's not necessarily an old lady. Sometimes I think and I say to myself, and I've said this to friends, oh, we gonna know exactly what kind of old person you're going to be, you know, whether it's cantankerous, whether it's somebody that's on a spun out in the middle of the ocean on a yacht, just like on their back for the rest of, you know, creation. It's like when you finish, as my mother would say, ripping and running. You know, and ripping and running in a positive sense, meaning doing all your life's work, whatever that amounts to be, you know, doing all your life's work. What kind of older person are you going to be? So by older person, I'm talking about like the fly age where you could just rock out. Like, I mean, like 70 plus, you know, when you should either be rocking out or doing something that you absolutely love. All right, so I'm talking about the 70-plus-year-olds that are out here still moving and grooving and doing their thing and doing their life's work or just chilling in a space where they are just, you know, what kind of person are you going to be? Let's I'm thinking to myself, because every, and you know, I'm one to, I think, for the most part, and I'm still learning in this area, but for the most part, I'm one to mind my business, because that's enough. That's enough for me, you know. And unless, you know, and I'm learning the part about minding my business with my loved ones too, you know, I've got served up some lessons in that says, okay, you know what? Even though, you know, you may be one of the whatever people that, you know, connect with them on a regular basis, you still have to learn how to mind your business, you know? So, hey, good morning. So it's so yeah, that's a crew there.
That's a possibility.
That's a crew.
Still,
you know,
Walmart fighting at strip clubs though. That is the thing. Fighting at strip clubs? Who does that?
That's supposed to be a peaceful okay. So it's like, you know, I was thinking, I'm like, Rez, yes, what kind of older person do you either want to be, subscribe to be, or where do you think you're going to settle in? Because, you know, and this came up because of every week, and I think you said this, Silky, every week there has been some shenanigans going on, right? And I feel like the shenanigans, you know, when I look at the world, I say, oh boy, something's going to flip on its axis. I already know, you know, you see greed, you see lies, you see deceit, you see like all kinds of stuff, right? And this is the source that, you know, I feel like I got to protect our young ones because this is the source they're growing up in, you know. Our world was a little less complicated, you know, right?
Yeah, I think so.
A little less crowded and a little less complicated, you know, and a lot slower. Right now, things are coming at you laser speed. And in that, I feel like there's a lot to unpack here on a weekly basis. So what I started to do, just so I wouldn't lose my train of thought, is, you know, take a, you know, screenshot of some of the stuff, you know, that still hasn't happened. Now, I was watching this movie that I recommend everybody watch if you haven't already. And it's on Netflix, and it's called Pauli Murray. Did you see that?
Pauli Murray?
Do you know who Pauli Murray is?
No.
Was, rather. Sorry. No. Okay.
Dang, you just told the end.
No. Well, no, I didn't. Okay. But Jay, this is right up your alley, Jay.
Oh, Lord. My alley?
All the way up, parked on the left. This is right up your alley.
Okay.
You understand? You must watch this.
Okay. What was it about? Who was Pauli? You're not telling me. You're going to make me watch it.
Because you'll be very happy you did.
Okay. All right.
And it covers so much of what I've been talking about, like in a nutshell, how I can't tell you, but who she was. And what she has done for us?
Murray?
Correct. Pauli with an I.
Paulie. Murray. Okay. I'm
Pauli, but yes. Pauli Murray. When you go on Netflix, it'll pop up.
Okie dokie, smokey.
You must watch this. Everybody must watch this. LaVon, you must watch this too, specifically. And you too.
Misty, this is going to be our assignment. We're all going to watch it, and we will at least, if not by Wednesday, really, we should do it by Wednesday. I think shorter goals gives people more of an incentive to get it done. So by Wednesday night is the 20th. We have a guest coming on. But we can talk about it before the guest comes on. So, Pauli Murray, let's do it. You don't have Netflix.
Okay.
Well, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, right? I mean, how can she watch it without Netflix?
Think. I think I'm at the end of my because, you know, what happens is you can give somebody, I think we're all full. You can lend somebody your Netflix account, you know. Yeah, well.
Look, I tried to let Cheryl use my Netflix account, and I ended up losing my account. So I am not good with.
No, it's not. They dial into your account like it's you. Mm-hmm. Set up their own little avatar, mm-hmm. and that's their portal into it. But I think we're capped out because we have, you know, okay, yeah. You know.
And then I looked at it again, and Cheryl has all these people on my account, like her mom, her aunt, and I'm like, how did they, you know, I just, okay, all right.
Well, yeah, they have the avatar set up. But
yeah,
I think you're-
yeah.
A certain number of them, yeah.
Because now when you say avatar, I remember, because I don't look at, you know, I don't look at stuff much, except I'm still trying to watch all of those 100 movies. Kept raising the price without adding quality programming.
Yeah, that they've stepped that game up a lot. I agree with you. At one point, they did get stagnant, you know, because I felt like I'd watched everything, because, you know, I'd download stuff for plane rides and things like that when we travel. Or if we're away somewhere and we want to watch it, you know. But they got competition now. They got a lot of competition, so they're stepping their game up. Hulu is doing well. Netflix is doing well, as is Amazon Prime. Yeah.
You know, what letter am I up to now? I'm surprised LaVon hasn't asked me that recently. Maybe she just got tired of it. LaVon, we here, lady. We here, cousin. So I think I am up to, so okay, so also what had happened was the opinions expressed here. Okay, so I think I'm up to the P's, except that every now and then I will like buy a new old movie that, like, if I've started looking at a movie and maybe they have a coming attraction to another movie that I liked and I, you know, I never watched it, or I'd like to have it. I just told you the damn letter, okay? I said P, okay? God, I'm telling my story, okay? So anyway, that's the kind of old lady I'm going to be. If you ask me a question, you're going to get the answer, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So anyway, what happened? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, but so sometimes I'll buy an off-letter thing. Like I bought the Jerry Lewis series, right?
Jerry Lewis.
Yeah,
wow.
Because I was looking at his autopsy thing. Like I watch that show sometimes, Autopsy. It breaks down how a person died or whatever. So I was watching that.
There's a show called Autopsy that breaks down how someone died?
Oh, yeah.
What does that come on? What do you mean? Like,
I think
is that a show?
Yeah, yeah. I actually saved them. Like, I have it well, after I've watched them, I kind of get rid of them. But they've done James Brown, Luther, Whitney, Autopsy. There's this forensic pathologist that, it's on the ID channel.
Oh, okay. Good old ID channel.
Yes.
Right.
And sometimes A&E. It's a good show. Actually, I had saved it because I wanted to watch it, but I felt like I'd be sad watching it. But the Lisa Lopez I just watched last night. And, I mean, because, I don't know, you know that people die of a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or you maybe you don't know, or you've heard, like, for example, Mama Cass, right? The legend is that she had died, she had choked on a ham sandwich.
Right.
But after watching Autopsy, I found out that she actually died of sleep apnea. And
was she?
There was a ham sandwich on the on her dresser, but she had not taken a bite of it, and there was no food found in her throat. So these these medical examiners, famous pathologists, they take a look at the autopsy report, and they also take a look back at the person's life, and they talk about whatever childhood illnesses or traumas that they might have had along the way. Like Jerry Lewis had fallen, like he was always doing these slapstick kind of things, and he would fall, and so he had injured his back during one of these things, and he never really got over it and always took these, you know, like different kind of pills and stuff to, you know, and medicines back then were different than medicine now. You know, I mean, I can't remember exactly all of that. But anyway, long story short, the reason why I bought the Jerry Lewis movies is because watching the autopsy thing of Jerry Lewis, it reminded me how much I liked him when I was a kid. Even though watching that thing, he was a complete asshole, considering what they said. And then I kind of remember hearing reports that he wasn't fond of his children and wasn't nice to his sons or whatever. Anyway, so whatever. Back to the onion. Damn it.
I enjoy the mind of Javon.
Do you really? The ramblings of an outrageous Javon. So yeah. So I bought The Best of Jerry Lewis or something. It has like 10 movies, 10 different discs. So I'm not going to watch Jerry Lewis. I'll be flipping and flopping around here myself and doing goofy shit if I just watch 10 Jerry Lewis movies consecutively. So I watch a Jerry Lewis movie. I watch another movie. I watch a Jerry Lewis movie. You know, and then because it's a J, I'm going to consider them all a J and slip them in the J file. Look, I'm trying to organize. So, yeah, there's that. So, really, I'm up to the P's, but I have some other movies that I bought that are out of sync that will go before the P's.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, yeah.
Will you go back and watch them if they're before wherever you are?
Yes. So, that's why I'm...
So, you got to stop buying them then until you get through your alphabet.
But I
through.
You know, all right. So, herein is another thing. You know I don't go outside unless I'm invited. I just don't. Ever since this whole pandemic shit, and I'm just over the world right now, to be honest. And Cheryl's really trying to convince me to get therapy, as is LaVon. But
as am I.
As are you. And so I actually had a therapist. I think I told you I had started therapy. I think I told the world I started therapy. But she broke up with me, I think. So, I'm a lot. I'm a lot.
What makes you think that she broke up with you? Let me just say that.
Well, let me see. I don't even remember how, like, now every week it's like, got a concussion. I can't talk to you this week. And, you know, different things.
All right, so you do know the therapists are people.
Absolutely. That's why I say I'm a lot. I get it.
Don't take that on as being a lot, because, you know, just ask the question.
It wasn't working out between us anyway. I was going to break up with her anyway.
Okay, all right. See, here we go. All right, so... And this may go right back to the question at hand. What kind of older woman or older person, let's just say, are you going to be? Not you per se, but you. It has you in the proverbial sense of you, you know. I think that, you know, okay, so if you ask me about me now, I'm a person that doesn't like, I like surprise, but I don't like wonderment. Meaning that if there's something I need to know, ask, say. The hardest part about whatever comes out of my mouth is picking one of the 90 million ways to express it. And that is thoughtful. So, yeah.
That's
very
Libran.
Well, you know, because it depends on what's happening, you know, because sometimes, you know, and managing your own emotions, I know that, you become aware of yourself. Therapy will help you become aware of yourself enough to manage your triggers. Or even some cases, depending on what type of therapy, you can even get rid of some triggers. How's that? But in my case, there have been things that have, affected me throughout my life. I'm hyper aware of them, meaning, I shouldn't say hyper, but I'm aware of where they are. And I do things to manage them every day. And I also have gotten rid of a lot of stuff, just baggage that you just don't need, So given that, it is my job, not someone else's, to manage my triggers. You got to manage your triggers. You got to manage your emotions. And I don't say get rid of stuff because you're human. You're beautifully human. You can always be wonderfully flawed. So you get through at management. You get your management game up so that way every little Christ thing doesn't affect you in the world. You're not so triggered in the world, about hiring certain things. And there's always going to be some stuff that you say absolutely not and are passionate about. But there's a difference between passion and triggering. So you work on those things in therapy, or you rock out with them and just understand that it doesn't get better. They get progressively worse. Right. So if you're gagging at an individual now, chances are you won't be able to be bothered with them later on if they don't get the help that they need, because it's progressive. It really is, and I've watched it in other folk, that says, wow, I remember when she was in high school, she was nutty. And then you run past her and then it's like, oh my God, and that's because they generally haven't gotten the help that they need. And there are all kinds of therapies. Yeah, there are all kinds of therapies. Like my friend Shannon is in November. She's running this retreat in Mexico, and they're doing hiawatha, and they're doing all kinds of herb plant medicine stuff. Amazing, amazing, amazing. It also helps with triggers and trauma, But to let it just rock out like this is who I is, what you're asking for is a lot of stuff, that comes with that you may not be able to manage long term with less faculty about yourself. You know what I mean? Just way of thinking or perspective, right? So now couple that with being in the world today, and we know there's a lot of tomfuckery going on, and things come up. And you don't want to, or people just get settled into nothing's wrong with me. This is just the way you know what phrase I hate?
That's just the way I am.
That's just the way I am. That is to me, that is the biggest cop out on the planet. That's just how I am. That's how you are as a result of ... Finish the sentence. You know what I mean? That's how I am as a result of, and break all that down. And then ask yourself, do you continuously want to be a slave to whatever occurred in your life that got you how you are? Because as long as you're above ground, I believe that you have an opportunity to shed some skin like a snake. And it's whether or not you want to continue feeling that way, or does it serve you to a certain degree?
That is so true. Every day above ground is a new opportunity. I agree with that 100%.
But it's kind of like, you don't like something in your life, yo, man. Or if you're tired of being sick and tired, yo. Or if you just find things are moving around you as opposed to projecting outward, this person, and that person. Igor, you're the common denominator in every situation. The people are rotating, but you're the common denominator. What's popping?
No, it's true. It's true.
Yeah. I mean, it's just
you
something.
You can change the city, but you're there still. You're still there.
Right, right. So you get yourself a good therapist or find a good therapy, because it could be a thing, Health and wellness is not an understatement. It is a absolute must. It's equivalent to underwear.
Not everybody really wears underwear, though.
Not everybody does health and wellness either, but they should. Not everybody wears underwear, but they should. But they should.
Well, yeah.
It makes no sense. How you really think that you can walk through life and have all these things attach themselves to you and there's nothing going to be wrong? Yes, it serves them to some, yes. I say that all the time. You know, particularly when you have a disagreement with somebody, and in that disagreement, you may have an epiphany, and you may say, you know something? You know what? Allow me the grace of changing my statement or my thought or my belief, given what I've learned. But the person keeps harping on the old stuff. No, you said. Allow me the grace now to change my fucking mind.
How about that? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And the person is still, but. Does it serve you to stay there? Because I'm over here now. That blew up last week. I've taken from that what I can, and I'm over here now. And you still are over here, like what you stick, you know. Or classic, something happened 3 weeks ago that you want to talk about now, or even better, something happened 2 years ago that you were bringing up like it happened yesterday. I'm using, you know, the time frames of varying, but I'm saying to myself, like I'm saying out loud, that we got to get better at managing our emotions so that we can express the things that we feel. And if not a real time, in a time that is comfortable, because life moves on, people move on. And, you know, you're stuck with something that happened 20 years ago in your life that you want to hold someone hostage about it. And it's like, it's not happening. Or you want to bring it up like it just happened. That's what not managing stuff does. To you, it's still fresh in your mind, you know. It's still something that's there that governs your existence. And folks are like, not so much.
I feel you. And LaVon, there's this.
Yes, put them on. It does serve them. The freedom from continuous attachment to negativity comes with responsibility. It comes with work. Yes, it does. Amen. Hey, Sandra. Yes, it does come with continuous work. You don't get to a place you feel better about something, you stop. No, there are all kinds of discoveries to unpack. You know, we all are on this planet looking through life with a different set of lenses. And it's wonderful if, you know, somebody's kaleidoscope matches yours or somebody's, but they don't. They really, really don't. And when you can, particularly when you're connecting with people with a different kaleidoscope.
This is true.
You pick your colors that match, but there's a whole lot that don't. You know, there's a whole lot of colors in your scope that just don't match with you, not even your partner. You know, and then you start to drill down on the ones that are most important. And then you make all kinds of agreements about those, you know, just so that you can orbit with and around each other in a way that makes sense, in a way that's healthy, you know, without, you know, triggering each other left and right.
It's true. Give me a second here, Rez.
Underwear. I wanna be your underwear. Your underwear.
I'm sorry, the conversation just made me, reminded me of that song, and I had to see if I could find it.
What is the song? What was the...
I Want to Be Your Underwear. Let Me Be Your Underwear. I'm sorry, yeah.
Well, Javon, LaVon says, don't think I don't know that music is you deflecting.
Yeah, okay. So back to your, hi, Sandra, back to your question, something about why I was going to break up with her, or was it why do I think she broke up with me, or...
Well, you gave examples to that, but I don't necessarily think that that's a reason. I think that you need to answer the question.
Nah, I don't care that much. It's been a couple of, that's the kind of old person I'm going to be, probably the same kind of person I am now, is I can get over shit. Like, I don't care why people do the shit they do. I just care that they did it and how it made me feel. I'm not in your brain. And it's not my responsibility to pull it out of you for you to explain to me. You're not responsible to explain your actions to me. I don't really, unless it's important to me, like
therapy.
No, there are many, many therapists. So I'm not I'm not going to therapy to build another relationship. I'm not doing that.
It sounds like a lot of excuses for wanting to know what's going on. And I'm not saying, well, there is a relationship that needs to happen with your therapist. Yeah. He needs to be able to provide a safe environment for you to exist in the space.
So this was just not the one. That's all. This was just not the one. But, I mean, if let's just say, for example, you had a, and this is just an example, but you have a, your I don't know, you have a session or whatever, and you're talking about issues of feeling abandoned, let's just say, and then they abandon you, the therapist.
But
maybe it is, and maybe it's not, but it feels that way. It's triggering you the same way your mother triggers you. Maybe you need to find another therapist. I'm just saying.
Okay, remember the conversation about the lenses, right? And the lenses that you see things through. And sometimes before assuming or feeling like it's hitting you in the same pocket, you need clarity, you know, because, I mean, somebody having things going on, shit happens. We know that. Therapists are not computers. You know, they have things going on in their lives.
However, they're expendable. I'm sorry. Look.
That's a form of abandonment, though.
What do you mean?
It's abandoned to avoid being abandoned. That's a form of...
No, it's moving on.
Without the other person knowing or being, you know, aware of it, that could be considered abandonment.
It's not that they won't be. They'll know.
when you just haven't contacted anymore.
No, I mean, like, it's not like it's a secret. No. I'm not playing any games with the therapist. When the therapist reaches out to me, which, you know, she's going through some things. Okay. And I get that. Like you said, a therapist is human just like I am human. She's going through some things. And so I am putting on my therapy hat and therapist hat, rather, and telling her it's okay. You know, you have to take care of yourself and blah, 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 blah. In the meanwhile, Jay Ruler got to take care of Jay Ruler. I ain't sitting there waiting weeks and months for you to get your shit together. get your shit together. And while you're getting your shit together, I'm going to get my shit together, because my one of my things is I'm always thinking of the other people or person, putting other people's shit before me. But in this instance is where I put my foot down.
Okay, and that's this is it. All without dialogue or with dialogue. Because I agree with everything you said.
I don't need to. I don't owe her an explanation.
Okay.
I really don't. I hired you to do a job. If you're not able to do it, I'm not mad. I get it, and I wish you well. But I'm going to go find somebody else. It's like if I want to paint the basement, which hopefully I will one day, and I want the color that came to my mind, it probably is a color, but it would be too crude to say it. But if I want stinky pink, let's just say, to be the color, and I hire someone who says they have stinky pink, but what they're showing me is fuchsia. All right. I could say, okay, look, this is stinky pink. And they're like, well, I don't exactly have stinky pink. Do I have to give them a whole long laundry list of explanation? I have to pay them again. I have to pay them to tell them why I don't want them to paint for me. If you can't tell stinky pink from fuchsia, then I'm not hiring you. Same thing, even more so with my emotional wellness. If it don't fit, I don't have time for that. I'm not playing. I'm too, look. No. And I'm not gonna pay for a session for me to tell you it's quits.
No.
We're not doing that.
No, you certainly wouldn't.
So let's flesh it out. No, flesh this out. Thank you. You seem like a really nice young lady. Well, you know what? If that's what I need, then
you know.
Then that's it. But you know,
no.
And it's not even rationalizing. See, this is my thing. If people don't agree with you, then you're rationalizing.
No, that's
or you coming up with. But that sounds like an excuse. No, that's not an excuse. That's my reason.
But your reasons can sound like excuses. Because I didn't say have another session with her. I mean, I didn't say any of that. I just said, tell the woman you're unsatisfied and move on, if that's the case. And you don't need a session for that. But, you know, because you're not satisfied, like again, I'm not saying telling you what to do at all. Couldn't possibly do that. But there's an alpha and omega of sorts when it comes down to picking the right therapist. No, they don't land in your lap. And I agree with whoever said that sometimes the first 6 months is a trial and error. Absolutely. I agree with that because, you know, we don't like we have this expectation of therapists to be able to dot, dot, dot. And the work is really done by us. You know, they are just guiding us through and mirroring some of the things that, you know, for us in that realm that need assistance, nudging, if you will. Now, I've had all kinds of therapists. I've had the ones that nudge me. I've had the ones that let me talk. I've had the ones that say, hey, you know, I've had those. And all of them worked because I'm different. I'm different in each phase of my life, you know. I've had some that go, really? And I love that because, you know, I mean, you know, what tends to work for some doesn't work for others. But I'm grateful for the ones that are proactive, that, you know, will call you on your shit. So you just did the same thing that you said you weren't gonna. How's that working for you? You know, and having you bust all that down, because sometimes you can walk out there saying, you know, and I knew this, and I just, what is that about? What else do I need to move out the way for this to be successful? You know, but. If let's say we're using the topic of abandonment, generally people that have been abandoned, in my understanding and belief, are the people that, you know, tend to, I'm going to get you first so that I don't get left in the position. Or, and abandoned physically, that's just one form. You know, checking out of things is another form of abandonment. You know, interesting it's an interesting slippery slope, you know, but I hope that whenever this occurred, and my mind just went here, I'm sorry, but whenever this occurred with your therapist or whenever you had that feeling, that you were proactive and just didn't leave it sitting there. Because that's another form of abandonment. Oh, it didn't work. I'll get back to it. And to it never comes. To it is on the shelf because you could find 90 million other things to put in the way, like sorting movies and any other thing else that, you know, kind of steal focus from actually going through your patient navigator on your insurance policy and having them pull up names and giving your criteria and just, let's go through this list today. I'm on therapist number A with the last name of A, you know, or whatever it is, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah. Also, for sick vocals, I hope the vocals, I'm not sure how you want that to be pronounced. You can actually Google different types of therapy, cognitive, behavioral. There's just a lot of different types of therapy, and then you can see if you can find a therapist that fits your personal needs. Or you can do the trial and error thing. That's, you know, it's a very personal choice. Although my mental illness and mental health seems to be a very public thing. It's okay. It's okay.
Well, I think that Black folk by and whole need to start discussing that like we discuss other things, because a lot of us are suffering and sick and could be well. And moving to the wrong types of things to medicate and help. And I think that traditionally in a lot of our culture, you know, therapy and or mental health is not talked about. We rather dance around the subject, but we're suffering in silence and we don't have to. You know, we are magical ass people. And I want to remind anybody that's on this thread and otherwise that's listening that, you know, there is help out there. There is part prayer for those that go the religious route, because I hear it in the back of my head. I'm going to pray about it. God also puts tools here at your disposal to be able to help you through situations. And I don't care if it's faith-based or not. It could be or not. If you are suffering in silence, time to clear some of that stuff off your magical wings, and because it's real. Depression is real, you know, so is anxiety, you know, so it's so many other things. And I think that we need to start looking at that as much as we look at other things that we find of value. Ourselves first, because without your mental health, nothing else is going to matter in your life. It's always going to be a series of things to cover up to come right back to your mental health. That is self-care.
Yep. And you will not find the answer to that question unless you live.
What does that mean?
So this question, sick vocals. Last night was really bad, really, really bad. And I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm at the point now of what is this about? Why am I here? And the answer to the question of why you're here, if you do not live, you will not find the answer to that question. Everybody has a purpose. Everybody, everything, everything that can be named has a purpose. So, you know, obviously without knowing what you're going through, that, and nor do I know who you are even, can't answer that question. But I do know that there are avenues out there for you to get help, and I strongly suggest that you do that.
Would you mind sharing sick vocals if you are in what area you're in? Because maybe we will, and yes, we will put up a connection for you, you know, online. I just don't know what area you're in, and start thinking about this though. I can tell you, think about your perfect person to talk to. you know, what would that look like? Would it be male, female? Would it be straight? Would it be,
married, single?
Yeah, you know, like think about the type of person you'd feel comfortable talking to. You're in Detroit. All right, D-Town, D-City, Motor City, okay. And thank you for checking in, because the part of you that checked in is the part of you that wants to be well, you know, and that's tremendous strength right there. So let me just acknowledge that first of all, you know, even in our conversation, and you know, and try to get you a resource in your area at the same time. So I thought you see me going back and forth. It's just me, you know, in the background over here. But definitely just know that, you know, this is the first step, realizing that there's something going on and wanting to do something about it and not wanting to stay there. So you're stronger than you think.
Absolutely.
You know, more
that's
powerful than you think.
Also, you know, and this I just want to play a song and dedicate it to everybody. To everybody. There was a time in my life that I was oh so, so low. And a friend of mine dedicated this song to me. She had me sit down and listen to this song. So I want to play the song for you, but you're a former veteran that deals with anxiety and depression. Been out of the military for almost 20 years. It seems all of a sudden this stuff has come at me. Losing my mom unexpectedly in 2014. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Do you go to the base at all in your area or the VA hospital at all? And if so, how do you find them?
Been to the veteran therapist, but it was no help. I ask God every day the question of why I'm here. 41 now, and I feel every attempt of life has failed. I'm exhausted.
Are you male or female? Or other?
Or other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, because sometimes we...
Awesome.
Sometimes we give up right before the miracle. It's like right before the miracle. You ever go into a building and there's no elevator and you're walking up the stairs and then your legs get so heavy, so tired, so achy that you're ready to turn around and go back down the stairs. And it's because the destination is two floors up. It's okay to take a break and climb those stairs, whatever the goal. Whatever the goal. While Resi is looking, hang out. And I just want to say that there is a winner in you, in all of us.
I've come to see you, and I know what you've been through. I will be your friend, lean on me for now. I can pull you back somehow. And I have no more. I've been walking around
I'm tired of you filling yourself down. Cause in spite of all there's a winner and you. Sometimes you can see all the things of your mind, but can't focus it all time. Then the wind takes it to another before you discover.
Got it, Rezzy?
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. And sick vocals, if you are, I had to go through a questionnaire, you know, and you gave me just enough to be able to start moving my fingers. So thank you for that, you know. But there are a few places in the Detroit area, and if you are still listening, wonderful. And if not, These shows are housed on our YouTube channel, and you can go back to get the information. So as opposed to typing it in and not being able to see it, because sometimes my phone gets tricky with this. I don't know why. I'm going to say it out loud so that you can get them. And anybody in your area can also know some of the places that came up. So there is a North Central Community Mental Health Center, and that's at 4321 East McNichols Road. And they exist, and it looks like they have a pretty good reputation just based on, I don't live in the Detroit area, but just based on my source here, it's coming up. And there's also a Team Wellness Center in Primary Care, and they are located at 3646 Mount Elliott Street. There is Detroit East Community Mental, and it's located at 11 1157 Shoemaker Street. So let me say that again, 11457 Shoemaker Street. And that's in Detroit East. And there's also, hang on, I just saw it. Where did it go? They have the I America Medical and Mental Health in Warrendale. And that is located at 19445 West Warren Avenue. And that's another center. And if you need others, we're going to have to, or give me an email address if you wouldn't mind sharing. And I'll be glad to keep digging and send you more resources because, damn it, there's help out here. And you do not have to feel stuck, and you are so worthy. And even coming on here today, I just want to say to you personally that thank you for even trusting us enough to share that, you know. And, you know, depression is real, you know, and sometimes it can make the world seem very black. And, you know, and the shit in it, let's just be clear, the shit in the world can be very black, but it isn't as black as that. It isn't as black as you may see it through your lens. So we just have to help you clear some of the kaleidoscope, you know, so that you can see it a different way. You know, yeah, it can get tiring, but I definitely, and if you need a hotline number of someone that you can talk to directly, you know, let me find that for you as well. You know, that way you can talk to them. And if you need to come out of the house to get to a resource immediately, you know, and let me say this, and I'm in the New York, New Jersey tri-state area. And there was a case here many, many years ago. I don't know how old a lot of you are, but what I will say, I think we have a variety of ages, and that's a blessing. But the case was Eleanor Bumpers. And in that, thank you, Misty, thank you, National Association on Mental Health. Yes, yes, absolutely. If anybody can pull that number up, Beacon, that would be great. The way the police handled her case, it changed the game here in New York, right? The police were not great with handling people with mental health concerns, and we know they're real, you know?
And they're still not good with it. But
they're still not good with it, right. So what happens is, if I call an ambulance based on, you know, and again, my background, thank you, LaVon, my background is social work. So I will say that, you know, today I get concerned unless I can be on set when I call an ambulance because a person may need assistance in the mental health department, right? And because I don't know how the police are going to respond, you know, because they show up first to make sure, you know, they ask you the questions on the call, but how they show up it may be different, you know. So generally, whenever I had to call what they call a bus here in New York, I like to be present so that I can usher the police and make sure that the person feels comfortable and then ride in the ambulance with them to the hospital until they get secured. That's just my bag. Everybody doesn't do that, but that's just what I do, because I would like to say if I were having an emotional anything, you know, or mental anything, that someone would handle me the same way. So, yes. So if you have a friend that you can say, hey, listen, I need to go take a mental health break, you know, call that friend, you know, in your area but go, you know, because you don't have to, you know, there's help there. There's help outside. And you don't have to sit there and you don't have to be alone in the matter. And if you don't have a friend, call that number, 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255, you know, yeah, and there are a lot of services that are doing the check-ins. Thank you, Misty. You know, because it's rough, and they poured in a lot of money for it as well, you know, because they know that, you know, if it wasn't universal, we wouldn't see no money in these areas because everybody is going through it, you know. And thank you for sharing that. It's important that people do share it. You know, you don't sit there in silence on this. So that gives me an indication of how powerful you actually are. Even though you don't see it, you are. So yeah, please give them a call. You know, some folks are doing Zooms. It's 800-273-8255. Some people are doing Zooms. You know, please, Sick Vocals. I'm wondering, do you sing? Because I heard you say something about music. Awesome. Glad to know that. And look at this. This, first of all, look at this lifeline that's going on right now on this chat, you know. Thank you, Misty. Thank you, LaVon. I just, you know, these are things that we have to keep each other lifted. This is the kind of crown shifting I like, you know. Definitely. So, you know, and let us know if you get it, Sick Vocals, and also let us know that, you know, you're going to make those calls.
Yeah,
and
check in with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep us abreast of how you're doing, because I don't know whether or not you know that there are people that care, but we do care, clearly. And so we want to know, now you're on the list. You're family. You're definitely with family. So you need to let us know how you're doing.
How did you find us today? I think this is your first time I've seen. Have you seen Sick Vocals before?
You know what? That handle looks familiar, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
If you could let us know how you found us and whether or not this is the first time you're watching the show, or, you know, what's up, let us know. In the meanwhile, I want to play another song, David Sosa. How about that?
What's up?
Baby, let me holler at you. There's something we gotta do, but I wanna make things very clear. See, I'm newly single, babe, and I ain't trying to get back in no thing, but I'm trying to get right into you. I wanna knock on that door if you let me in. I wanna beat on the walls and get a good ride in. I'm in need of healing, babe. I'm on that Marvin Gaye. So let me know what works for you. Hey, hey, although I'm down to do this again, I'm okay with a one-night stand, as long as we stay on the same page. Due to recent history, we can't allow this to be getting caught in our feelings. But if it's nothing you need, I'm here to please. I'm even down on my knees, and you can serve it to me. Not trying to think about life, a healthy distraction seems nice. So let me know what you wanna do. Just too much to unpack in my head. It's all too cold in my home and in my bed. I admit all you've been used, and it just ain't right. Some affection to help me get through this night, 'cause you're all I need, yeah, to get by this night. Oh, 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 oh,
moment. How about that? Yeah,
that sounds good.
Okay, of course, your girl, you know, jumped the gun and did the Black History moment before I was actually ready for it. But it's okay, because I do have a Black History moment. And here it is. Bang! How about that?
Ooh.
How about that for your Black, right? Okay, so John Wesley Carlos and Tommy Smith. John Carlos and Tommy Smith created political controversy at the 1968 Mexico Olympic Games on October 16, 1968. While receiving their medals on the Olympic podium, Carlos and Smith raised the Black Power salute while wearing no shoes to symbolize poverty in America. Tommy Smith said of their political stand, "If I win, I am an American, not a Black American. But if I did something bad, then they would say I'm a Negro. We are Black, and we are proud of being Black. Black America will understand what we did tonight." Carlos and Smith were honored with the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage at the ESPY Awards in 2008. And that's our Black History moment.
Does that sound like another moment when you have an athlete that takes a knee for the greater good in community?
Oh, absolutely, 100.
We're still getting backlash for making statements?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, you don't listen to us when we're talking, you know, in our area. So we have to do something that you seem noteworthy and that you know, and that gets a large amount of people to understand what we're saying. Had you listened when we were just talking about it, you wouldn't have to be subjected, with my air quotes, to other ways of expressing that you need to listen, you know.
Absolutely.
And mostly we need to listen, because I'm in another phase I think I'm entering in life as they, you know. And I'll share this about the Pauli Murray documentary. First of all, it was amazing. I, and usually sometimes I fall asleep on stuff, you know, particularly if it's at the end of my day. And I was like this, eyes wide. And partly because at that point, it had dawned on me that, you know, we're still skating our feet on this anti-lynching bill,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know what it's going to take, but, you know, I'm back and I wish a motherfucker would land, because if it takes you 0.6 seconds to get others, you know, protected federally, which deserve to be, you know, I don't understand what the delay is on ours, what the perpetual delay in this area is. What, do you still want to have the capacity to lynch? What is that about? Because, you know, and trying to think of alternatives is not going to work. We need an anti-lynching bill on a federal level. I don't know what kind of discussions are needed with that. I really don't. And it's interesting that, you know, if you're going to say, oh, well, you know, that was because I hear the ones that always want to protect these folk in office. But, you know, you're in a big seat, and to whom much is given, much is required. And particularly because you said certain things. And see, now we're listening in a way that we have not listened before. You know, we are listening in ways that we have not listened before. And when you consistently do not show up for what you said you were going to do, or when you try to get us to accept, hey, we're going to give them another day of commemoration. We're not asking you for that.
Another day of what?
Commemorating something else.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Come on. Like, I don't need it. Listen.
No, nobody was impressed with that. So
no, but I mean, but there were people that got sucked, you know, the deflecting and the hey, the like
that was an attempt, but it didn't work.
Like we're not looking for baubles and things to make us, you know, a day off. We're looking for change.
Absolutely.
And we're looking for reparations. You know, that bill was also introduced, H.R. 40, 41, 40. You need to make sure that you deliver on those promises, because until then, you're always going to have what you have. You know, we talked about that with Jane Elliott. I'd love to get her back, because so much has happened in the world since she came on the show. You know,
yeah, I'll give her a call. I keep forgetting. You know what? I've been really trash with my outreach, so I will start outreach. And I've just been the transition back to work for me has like going back to work has stunted my growth or something. My energy level, my thought pattern, everything is my visits to #WishAMotherfuckerWouldLand. I mean, you know, like it's been a lot. It's been a lot.
It's just so, that we've got
I'm getting it. I'll get her. I'll try to get her. I can't promise and guarantee anybody's going to do anything, but I will give her a call. She's
right.
been on my mind too.
I saw something that read Joe Biden, the White House was weighing in an executive order for police reform amid the collapse of the Floyd bill. Okay.
What do you mean the collapse of the Floyd bill?
It didn't pass. And
okay.
See, these are the kind of things. No.
Yeah.
So you're looking for other things to make it, you know, and I don't know, because, you know, like it may be synonymous with the fact that the monument, and so you don't want to make it about a person.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not. It's, you know what, the George Floyd bill is so much bigger than George Floyd, the human being, the person, the flawed person, like the person that we're all flawed. You know what I mean? I think he or his untimely, brutal murder represents much more than one human being. And that's the thing that people have to, you know, there are black people on social media. Social media is a trip. Social media is a trip. Black people on social media talking down about the George Floyd bill because of who Floyd was.
You want to make it about the person, and like I said.
But I'm talking black people. I'm talking black people. We really, really, really need to educate ourselves a little better and understand. I can't. I don't have the energy for it.
The point is it's just pointless in some degrees to have to keep going over the fact that this could have been anybody, USA. And it talked, and personally, like, ask yourself this question. Just ask yourself the question. All right. So this is about police brutality. And the difference between a Dylann Roof that can go in with a company execute people in their place of black people in their place of worship, and then come out alive not only come out of that situation alive, get treated to dinner and whatever else before he gets locked up and is handled like a human being after killing people, literally killing people in their place of worship. Then you have George Floyd get his life taken away from him in a situation where he killed no one. On national television, this tape played over and over again. And that's not okay. You don't see a difference in the way things are managed. And if you don't, you're part of the problem.
And a part of the problem is, for me, the biggest part of the problem is the black people that don't see the difference.
Well, you know,
I got an issue with that. And the way things are handled when a black woman is missing as opposed to when a white woman is missing. Also, did you see the video? I think I sent it to you on the gram in a private message because the way they have it, it's like whatever. I don't know how to put it up. I could probably try to find it and do something magical to play it here. But, you know, I don't want to play it here. But sometimes these things have to be – sometimes we have to see it. It's an ugly truth where a man is handcuffed, a black man is handcuffed, and he's telling the police, you know, look, we tired of you. You know, you harassing us for nothing and blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, he's handcuffed, hands behind his back. They take him down for whatever reason, and one of the officers kicks him in the face, stomps him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I think I sent that to you. I don't know if you watched it or not. But, I mean, and then there'll be black people. There are black people that are still riding the Trump train and sending me Blue Lives Matter shit. And that's what it is. Because there's no such thing as a blue life. So, and you're a black person. You get on that first. I'm sorry. Just, I mean, not that. I'm just so tired of it. It's been for me, it's been a consistent 5 years of this. I'm tired of talking about it. I can't help it. I just am. I think after a while, like just growing up in the 60s, 70s, Ungawa, Black Power, you know, and then you mature and you understand how it impacts you. But you don't understand fully, and then you start to learn more, and you learn more, and then you.
Well, you would have thought by now. I mean, the level of resistance is what I'm often awed by, because it's like some of these. This is not new.
No.
You know, like
and
this is the oldest pandemic this country has faced.
And then some of the blatant shit that has been going on over the past 5 years, whatever, and the threat. Because it's really bad now. It is still really bad. It's a lot worse than people seem to understand. But what these people are trying to do so that they do not lose their perceived power, what they have up their little rusty ass sleeves in store for us, if we do not get it together and get together on the same plane, my brothers, just stop it. Start protecting your sisters and stop hating. Just stop hating on your sisters. Stop killing your sisters. Stop talking shit about them. If you see, if sisters are not doing the right thing, then help them get on the right path. How about that? How about that instead of bashing and trashing? How about that? Because black men want black women to take care of them, take care of their babies, lift them up and all this shit, and we the first to march and fight for you. What about you, brah? What you doing? Trashy ass social media platforms spreading misinformation or twisting the truth. Just twisting it, just tweaking it, just enough to bash your sisters. Instead of instead of setting them on the right track, saying, look, we need to meet with you. You need to have a meeting to sit down with us so that we can get this, look, you ain't doing what we, look. Or you see sisters on the wrong path being abused or self-abusing, and what do? There's so many videos out there. Everything, the whole world is being televised right now.
This is the revolution.
So you got sisters at the gas station being circled by 5 and 6 brothers. For what? King? That's your queen. That's your queen. I'm sick of it. I don't want to hear about black men being upset with black women. I'm sick of it. I don't care. I don't care. Then do the right goddamn thing. Take care of your kids. Not to say that black men don't, because there's a lot of good, strong brothers, good black men that are out there hustling, grinding, caring for their kids, being single parents to their kids, raising strong children. Okay? So I'm not bashing all black men. Okay? So let's be clear about that. Because they'll take what I'm saying right now and put out just a piece of it. I know how to edit shit too, okay? To make it seem like I'm man bashing. You know, nah, that's not what I'm saying. I love my brothers. But send the love back. It's not only the ones that have a high level of fuckability that you need to be protecting. Open the door for me too, motherfucker. How about that? I'm your sister too. I'm your big sister that actually cares about you, supports you, and will have your back. Open the fucking door for me too. Not just the one you want to fuck. How about that? And the opinions here, goddamn, where's Pop to put that? That's the only thing. You know what I'm saying? I'll put it myself. It's not the opinions of WJBR Internet Radio. It's my personal opinion. You know, like, people who are employed to do a certain thing have to do their job.
You know what's funny, and thank you for that, Silky. That was a lot.
I'm sorry.
The reason
I'm sorry is because
don't backpedal on it. Just I do
stand in what I said. I didn't tell not one lie. I'm just sorry for putting my truth in everybody's soup bowl right now. Because it's my opinion.
Listen.
And it may feel harsh for some people.
Listen.
It may be a hard bone to chew on, you know?
Listen.
And I don't want to upset anybody. I want everybody to feel good. But
listen,
that's
I can't be me and take care of everybody else too. You know, there's spaces and places. You know, I gotta be, you know, at the end of the day, if you want the authentic me to show up in the room, then the one, know what you're asking for, and two, just be clear that, you know, there may be some things said sometimes it's not going to be all warm and fuzzy, you know, and I can certainly be warm and fuzzy, but now is not that time.
Yeah,
some things require radical thought. Some things require radical movement, you know. It's funny because I'm at the point where hang on, Javon. Let me hang on one second.
All right. So what I'm going to do right now. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I am going to have a moment where we pull up our most recent rapid fire. How about that? A new rapid fire. That's always fun. Yeah. So now it's time for us to play a game called Rapid Fire. Therese, please tell Evelyn how it goes.
Okie dokie. Rapid Fire is our game. It's a word association game. And the way it works is that we will both take turns with saying a word, and you say what immediately comes to mind. So there's no thinking. It's like whatever that provokes. There's no wrong answer. And it's just to give people a peek behind the veil of Evelyn's champagne game.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go first.
Okay.
And my word is, first word, queen.
My mom. Mom.
Disco.
1977.
Hey, babe. Good year. Love.
Family.
Community.
Bronx.
Yeah. Music.
So,
performance.
Performance. I'm going to say Prince.
Self-care.
Self-care. You.
And my last one will be life.
God.
Yeah. Hey, Javon, you're up next.
Okay. Dancing.
Evelyn.
Singing.
Evelyn.
Church.
Church?
Mm-hmm.
Church. Spiritual.
Party. Tears.
Child.
Emotion.
90 seconds.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Boss.
Siblings.
Love.
Money.
Gone.
Michael Jackson.
One word.
Just one.
60 seconds.
Amazing.
Shaka Khan. Thank you so very much.
Oh, man.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Champagne King, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. No lipstick on, her eyelash fell, one's leaning, and eyebrows long. I checked things out twice. I even had to ask Javon before I got on.
You know,
something cool.
We had one of our loves on, and she was literally putting her lashes on while she was talking to us. It is just that kind
of
thing. Shout out to
Avery. Yes. But let me start talking about us in a negative. I'm talking about the fans. We love our fans. They tell me things when I'm on stage. They let me know I had a hole in my stocking. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to keep on singing because I have nothing to do with my voice.
There you go.
That's it. And just you know, for those who may wonder and say, ooh, she asked Javon how her makeup was. Yeah, that's only for the experts. Like, that's for those who already look good. For those who already look good, you can ask me. All right. If you really like suspect, don't ask me. Go back and do some more, and then come back because I
figured you would be more honest. I figured you would be honest.
I was very honest. You are
straight up. Is something wrong with something? Let me know. Am I good? You was like, no, you're good.
Exactly.
You know, if there's something missing or something. Yeah.
Aww. Yeah. You're beautiful.
Okay. Man, this was amazing. And Javon, right. She had such a good time.
Are you, Razzy, that you was going to love her?
Yes.
But I'm just being myself, guys, and I appreciate you guys being yourselves as well and doing the interview and wanting to do it. It wasn't actually an interview. It was more like just having a good time together.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would have to agree with her, you know, because we go all over the place, and it is like a good time.
Exactly. We don't do, you know, the regular type of interview.
What do you have up next? Where are you working? What are you doing? Like, human beings should never be validated.
And who inspired you and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Nah, girl, what's up? You know, let's
what you had for dinner last night?
Right? What you eating? What you eating over there?
Can you cook?
You know?
You know, it's interesting because that's a way of validating once again, over and over and over again, for the people in the cheap seats. You are more valuable based on who you are, not what you do or what you have.
Exactly.
We got that real fucked up.
Yes.
And we're trying to be a voice of reason in that area. You don't have to have nothing. You don't have to be nothing. And you damn sure don't have to do anything to be valuable.
Exactly.
You know? And that's just it. So, like, you know, the people that rank, into whether they want to believe it or not, they got this internal ranking system based on what somebody does. And they can be a whole fool behind that rank, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got some really sick people doing amazing things in the world.
Yeah.
Always the dichotomy. I'm not going to mention his name, but, you know, we just had a major case get closed and get a whole lot of time. Has he done some wonderful things out in the world with music? Sure he has. But he's a sick mofo on the other side of that.
Yeah.
We need to stop looking at people based on what they've accomplished in life, because that can be
so wonderful.
No, man, you don't know that clown no more than the next clown.
Exactly.
You know who you are. Work on character. Work on things that make sense. Work on not being a liar. How about that?
Yeah, right. And what you do for a living, what we have to do is figure out how to get people to separate what people do from who they are. You know, like what you're talking about. You know?
Well, we can't, because we get off on certain things in this, you know, despite what people may think, some folk get off on having this illusion that somebody else's life based on, and God forbid it's about money. I can't even begin, you know, some people think, well, I don't have the money, so I have to, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
People like Gandhi didn't have any money. You know,
right.
But he did amazing things in the world. People just, because you can. And when you separate that notion out of your programming, you will be better off. There's some people that automatically elevate them or want to be in rooms with folks that they don't know because of their perceived value.
Or think that people are brilliant because they have money.
What?
So let's look at the former guy.
Who?
The former guy. Born to a father that was wealthy, was gifted his first $1 million, gifted, lost that $1 million, went back to daddy, and was gifted another $1 million. Most of the schemes and scandals have been schemes and scandals. Money laundering tricks, just dirty, dirty money laundering tricks. And there were people that wanted this person to, and before we even get there, multiple foreclosures and what's the other word when you go into debt?
Bankruptcies
and shit like that. And millions of people to run this country. Bankruptcy after bankruptcy, lawsuit after lawsuit. Never did a manual thing. Just scandal after scandal.
Listen, if folks don't stop making money, their God, you know, because, I mean, it is a system that is man-made, first of all, and right now there's a reckoning of sorts coming around, you know, and it's just, it's crazy, you know. We need to work on things like character, you know, and teaching our children about character, you know. I don't, you know, it's the second Gandhi. Oh, geez.
Yeah, I actually heard that Gandhi was racist.
This is the second Gandhi?
I don't know about the second Gandhi. I only heard that Gandhi was racist, that he did not want to be, put in the same category as Black Americans because he felt Black Americans were beneath him. But most people, even in third world countries, think that we're all trash.
Interesting.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you could be wealthy, live in a big house, but you're a Black American. You could be a nun, but you're a Black American.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and honestly, you know, I believe that racism is a mental health issue.
Yeah.
I really do.
And it's also, but it's also perpetrated through the media throughout the world, so.
Mm-hmm. We just have to make sure that we instill character and values and things in our self-worth and continuously teach our children that they are powerful because they are. And because if left up to other devices, we wouldn't even be here, but we are, you know, and that says a lot. And despite it all, because there are forces and there are things in this world that are designing themselves and that are designed to take us out. And quite frankly, we're here. And I think that, you know, as long as we instill that in our children and keep continuing and demonstrate the wellness to them, like not by what you say, by what you're doing, because they know the difference. Kids are real smart. They know the difference. They're like, but you want me to go to school, but auntie, you ain't go, you know, you want me to do X, Y, and Z, but you didn't do it. You know, how valuable do you find your words? You tell a lot of people do stuff and how they can get around and blah, 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 but you don't do it when it comes down to you. So what is that? Either you are a living, breathing hypocrite, or you don't believe in what you're saying. It's smoke and mirrors. And that's what I mean by the smoke and mirrors. Like, case in point, when I had a gig, when my guys would see me come out into the field and be in places where they were at, well, they would be like, oh, we didn't know you came out, and, you know, like, why? Anything that y'all can do, I can do. And
anything,
like, you
said, you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Well, you know, just to a certain degree, it's like, you know, people have this perception, you know, and then when I'd roll up or be in, and then, you know, it'd be a whole different thing. And like you said before, I think you said it best in one of the other shows that we did. You said we're all in this team called whatever this is, goal, and we all have different roles we play.
Yes.
Only thing I get that you don't get is the luxury of floating through all the roles based on my role.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a director, but I'm coming down there to see how the trash is going today. That's my luxury, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, Jay. It just, you know.
I don't know. It's you know what? It's difficult to maneuver sometimes when you are a thoughtful, processing sort of person. When you are, and the older I get and the wiser I become, the more wise I become, I realize why they say ignorance is bliss.
Mm.
If you don't understand it, it's very simple, you know. It can be very, quite joyous, you know? You can be quite happy if you don't realize what in the hell is going on. The more you pay attention and the wiser you become, well, you start to see shit.
All right. The Cows on My Soul, yeah, that's a great book, actually. Dick Gregory, shout out to the late, great Dick Gregory. He had been saying some things all the way to death, you know, that still exist. You know.
Yep. So, I don't know. It's just what it
Cousin
is.
Cousin Corey.
Yeah. What's up, cousin Corey? So yeah.
That's another one.
One of the good brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
making sure that he develops the minds and of his children.
That's right. Raising his children, being a father, being a husband. You know, that's all we ask. You know, that's all we ask.
And that's men by and large, because this country has been run by for a very long time men, and I think that, and I, when I say run by, I mean, you know, that have seated in that office. Because does it make sense that we've never had a female president? Does it make sense? And that's such a and when you see the movie Pauli Murray on Netflix, you're going to ask yourself a ton of questions. I'm so excited that for those of you who haven't seen it, if you see it, you will understand some things, you know, and I want to know what you think about it. Like, I want to chop this up, you know.
But her emails.
What do you mean, but her emails?
When you ask the question of, does it make sense that there's not been a female president? When Hillary was running, not to say that she's the best in the world, and I don't want to hear all the shit, okay? That not talking to you, I'm just saying. Don't everybody come to me with about Hillary Clinton. But with faced with who she was running against, there's no reason her ass should not have won. But the big thing was her emails, her emails, her emails.
Listen.
Meanwhile,
like,
this guy is grabbing people.
Listen, I put it like this. It doesn't make sense that we haven't had one, because prior to her, it was Shirley Chisholm that
yes,
I would have voted
yes.
for.
And more women would have run had they thought they had a serious opportunity, I think. Hell, this is the first time we've had a female vice president. This is the first time. And she's getting dragged for shit that's not even her fault. That she cannot say.
We disagree on that.
Yeah, we do. We do. Because actually, the money that they did get, the increase, she and, oh, God, what's his name? Can't think. Doug, the guy from Alabama that the black people voted for. Doug, whatever. They actually wrote the bill that got the HBCUs more money than they recently had, and they actually got that money. So, oh God, somebody woke up the sleeping bear.
The bear.
Oh,
that's what we do.
Mama bear. That's a
Not bear at all.
No.
I'm kidding.
Okay, get it covered then.
Good morning, everybody. Well, good afternoon, everybody.
How you doing, Monifa?
You guys are having a great convo. I'm good, Jay.
You've been listening?
Yeah, I've been walking around and making beds.
Look how smart our cousin is, babe. Look, women have been getting dragged for centuries. It's time for this foolishness to cease. I implore my brothers to stand up for women.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah,
thank you, cousin, because he had an amazing mom. Her name is Maggie Groves. And yeah, we used to have these great conversations. Like, we were young. We were having, what's up, baby? We were getting our lessons from amazing people who were part of the movement of Black excellence and the Panthers and all kind of stuff, you know? They were trying to save the world.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I feel like I kind of can tell when people were raised by conscious parents, or at least even if not by parents, but had some exposure to people who, you know.
Mom beat our eardrums up.
My aunt beat our eardrums up. Yeah, it used to be just me and her because I was the only girl that used to be around a lot. And so it was like Aunt Maggie and Mo against 18,000 men.
And knowing Aunt Maggie, she was handling them.
Yes.
She's like, what?
Yes.
What you want?
Sure was. But I hope everybody has a blessed Saturday. I just wanted to say hello. I didn't come in to say hello. And then Javon forced me to comment because I have no impulse control. I could have just ignored
you. I know. Neither do I.
You do have impulse control.
I do. Of course I do.
Well, I don't know about that.
For certain people.
I see Mo go, like she want to get, but that's the impulse control. But then you already said it. As soon as you go, we already know what you meant.
Yeah, that's on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mike Nor game is amazing too.
Ooh, boy, oh boy.
All right, guys. Have a great
Yeah, you can ask what's his name? What's his name? Brandon about Monifa's ignore game.
Asleep.
Yo, you know what, party people? It's about time we bounce. This has been an amazing conversation, and sick vocals. I'm going to personally send up some prayers for you, and I hope that you do continue to watch and keep us posted with how you're doing. Whether or not you take advantage of any of the resources that were provided to you today, you know, we sincerely hope that you get whatever you need so that you can feel better about your life, because life is amazing. And 41 years is
you're just getting started.
Yeah, you're still what? When I turned 50 something, Miss Linda Clifford came on here saying, "You a baby," telling me I was a baby. And you know what? If I was 50 something and she was saying I'm a baby, then what is 40 something? So there's so much more out there, and anything that you can see, anything that you can perceive, you can be. You can do it. You can do it. You can have it. You can have it. And with that, you got anything for us, Rezzy?
Peace, party people. All of what she said, and you know, have a great weekend on purpose.
On purpose. God bless everybody. See ya.
Hey, everybody, this is Kenny Bobian, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese.
Hi, this is Robin S., and you're listening to Javon and Therese in the Basement. Don't give it up!
I can't deal with y'all.
Hey, this is Avery Sunshine, and I am in the basement with Javon and Therese. Shine.
What's up? It's your girl, Monifa, and you're tuned in to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese.
Hey, it's your girl, Allison Williams, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Hey, this is Lenny Williams, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese, playing My Kind of Music.
In the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come
on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway, but she did mention none other than Shaka Khan as one of her
influences. Why did you gotta say, wait a minute? Why did you gotta say Shaka? She did mention
no other than Shaka Khan.
I'm like, where did your voice go? What happened? What's happening? Even the mere mention of her name. Silence. Oh, gosh.
Would you believe I'm blushing?
Yes. Hard.
You're speechless blushing. That's the thing. Speechless blushing.
Rezzy, I can't help it.
It's a shocker. This is a shocker rehab, you know.
If there's a cure for this, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Senses, though, Jay. She's like, she's got our ears.
I'm going to send y'all some perfume. I'll get an address. I'll send y'all out tomorrow.
You can send me some cologne. Because, I mean,
cologne,
you know.
Yeah.
I
just in
that.
Case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say. I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Shaka Khanika. All right, thank you. Let's carry on. I'm sorry.
Javon, yeah, there's a pill you're going to be able to take.
I promise not to tell them which way you went, but they're coming for you.
With time, so.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank
well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just do this.
And I think it's time, Therese, to do a little rapid fire with Mr. Richard Pryor Jr.
I think so. I think so. So,
yeah.
Don't worry, we won't hurt you.